and with the rapt mind of the boy contemplating it. He interpreted the experience in religious terms, and it led him eventually to the priesthood. He was ordained an Anglican priest, and became a chaplain at my school, a teacher of whom I was fond. It is thanks to decent liberal clergymen like him that nobody could ever claim that I had religion forced down my throat. Our sport during lessons was to sidetrack him away from scripture and towards stirring tales of fighter command and the few. He had done war service in the RAF, and it was with familiarity and something of the affection that I still retain for the Church of England, at least by comparison with the competition, that I later read John Betjeman's poem.
Our padre is an old sky pilot. Severely now they've clipped his wings, but still the flagstaff in the rectory garden points to higher things.
In another time and place, that boy could have been me under the stars, dazzled by Orion, Cassiopeia and Ursa Major, tearful with the unheard music of the Milky Way, heady with the night scents of frangipani and trumpet flowers in an African garden. Why the same emotion should have led my chaplain in one direction and me in the other is not an easy question to answer. A quasi-mystical response to nature and the universe is common among scientists and rationalists. It has no connection with supernatural belief.